Be patient, Li Mei. Someday we will cross the border into the United States, and father will be waiting. Jin tried to sound sure of herself, but she was worried. The law allowed her father to bring his family to the United States. Sometimes, however, people pretended. So the Americans asked a lot of questions to be sure that you were really you. This seemed strange to Jin. How do you prove that you are really a family? She hoped that she would be able to pass this test. I wish we didn't have to wait so long, said Li Mei. We've been here for weeks. Jin nodded. She had overheard Mrs. Chow talking about boycotts of American goods in China. Jin asked Mrs. Chow what a boycott was. She was told, a boycott is when people refuse to buy something from someone. Mrs. Chow thought that boycotts sometimes made people change the laws. Now there were laws that were meant to keep Chinese people out of the United States. If they were changed, Chinese people would have an easier time coming to the United States. Tell me a story, Jin, cried Li Mei. Shh, no stories. I have things to think about now. Li Mei always wanted a story. Jin felt as if she had told Li Mei 1,000 stories since leaving China. Jin understood, though. Li Mei was little. She needed some fun in life. For months now, she had been cramped in damp steamships, then stuck in the barracks. Jin's stories were Li Mei's only pleasure. Now that she thought about it, it was the only fun Jin had, too. I'll tell you a story after breakfast, said Jin, but only if you're quiet now.